Exodus chapter 11. And the Lord said to Moses, I'm going to bring one last more plague upon Pharaoh and on Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go out from here. And when he shall let you go, he will thrust you out altogether. Now speak in the ears of the people, and let everyone borrow from his neighbour, and every woman from her neighbour, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favour in the eyes of the Egyptians, and the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the eyes of Pharaoh's servants and in the eyes of the people. So they were going to borrow all this, and then there was going to be the killing of the firstborn, and then the Egyptians would be very keen to push the Israelites out of their country. And they would go then with all the wealth of Egypt. Now, I want us to notice that it says there, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt. But in Numbers chapter 11, it says, the man Moses uses the same phrase, the man Moses was very meek, was very humble. In fact, he was the humblest man in the earth. So this man Moses was very great, but Numbers 11 says he was very meek, he was very humble. So, the true greatness is in humility, and this has been shown in the Bible time and again, and above all in the character of Jesus, that he who humbles himself will be the most exalted. So any attempt at self-exaltation, showing myself to have done this, that, or the other, or to be this, that, or the other, this is all totally wrong. This is not the way that God wants. And Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the middle of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, even unto the firstborn of the girl servant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of animals. And there will be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was never heard in it, and never will be again. But not even a dog will wag its tongue against any of the children of Israel, against man or animal, that you may know how that the Lord puts a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. So that difference between Egypt and Israel is like the difference between us and the world. And there is this huge difference because we are going to live forever and be saved, but they're not going to. And that is the huge difference. And so, because of that, there has to be that separation between the believer and the world, as there was between Egypt and the Israelites. And all these your servants will come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get out, and all the people that follow you. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. So Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and yet he hardened his own heart. Now, if we're going to be hard-hearted, God will confirm us in that. If we want to be soft-hearted before God, he will confirm us in that too. And this is the difference between what's called the Holy Spirit, whereby God's Spirit works on our spirit or mind, and the evil spirit from the Lord, which troubled Saul. So, if people want to be sinful and not go God's way, like King Saul of Israel did, well, God will confirm them in that way. It's not the devil or Satan or whatever. This is all from God. But more positively, he will confirm us in the way we wish to go, if we wish to be spiritually minded, and if we wish to enter God's kingdom.